around town with this severe weather warning. What's happening? Steve Pearce is the Deputy Commissioner of the SES. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Yeah, we have got this severe weather cell. It sounds worst in the Botany Zetland area. Is that right?
That's correct, Richard. Around Alexandria, Kingsford Botany, we've had some reports of some very major flash flooding that's risen very quickly. And as a result, there's been five separate rescues, some I'd say mass rescues as far as four people out of one vehicle, but five separate rescues by SES volunteers and other emergency services.
Okay, have they all been on one particular road, the Princes Highway or something?
No, some have been in Botany Road and Burke Streets, Elizabeth Streets. There's not just one central road, they've been on quite a few different roads.
Okay, and this is not, of course, rising river or anything like that. It's just on the road surface.
No, because there's been such a massive deluge of rain in just a short period of time. Obviously the road drainage networks haven't been able to sustain the amount of flow and causes the flash flooding. It's probably, obviously one of the most dangerous types of flooding because it rises so quick, catches people so unaware. And then a lot of times people try and exit the cars themselves, and that's where you hear reports of people being washed down into drainways and everything.
Okay, so just to be particular about it, four vehicles you said had seen rescues?
There was five separate rescues involving five vehicles. All persons have been physically rescued from the vehicles, either by emergency services or bystanders. So very thankfully, no one's been injured or lost. But the danger's still present because there's some other cells moving in and some strong winds tonight that may blow some other severe weather in. So the message would be to the listeners that if they do find themselves in an emergency situation in regards to rising flash flood waters, if it's life-threatening, please ring 000 in the first instance. Otherwise, if they need any other form of assistance from the State Emergency Service, they can ring 132500. But it's very important that they don't try and drive through the flooded roadways, that they just stay well clear of any flooded roadways.
Okay, and as you say, it's been through Botany and Zetland, but it is expected by the Bureau to hit other parts of Sydney. Indeed, there are quite a lot of flooded roads here, there and everywhere already.
And that's exactly right. It's going to track northwards up along the eastern seaboard as well, so people can expect these significant downpours, but then, as I said, as quick as they come, they're going to go again.
Good on you, Steve. Thank you very much.
No worries, Richard.
Steve Pearce from the SES, if you need their help, as he said, 132 500. If it's a real absolute life and death situation, of course, ring 000, but 132 500 is the SES number.